This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with my writings. In the 90s, I began to write on dawah or dawah-related topics, especially because of the fact that I had set up the first dawah center in the UAE. By the 90s, 94 onwards, I moved to the UAE from Saudi after having been involved in setting up the very first dawah center there in Saudi Arabia, in Batha. But in UAE, I had the free hand to set up the center and run it myself. It came to be known as the Islamic Information Center. So the focus was on calling, of course, non-Muslims to Islam from various backgrounds. I had people working with me. So I had to develop other literature which addressed issues which were related to them as different communities. Now, among the booklets which I prepared at that time is this one called Did God Become Man? Because of the fact that in most of the religions which have deviated, somehow God and man became associated, became one. Christianity, the biggest religion in the world, is based on that, that God became a man, Jesus. This booklet, which has been translated into many different languages, is clarifying that this belief is false. You know, besides being illogical, it is itself false. The evidence which is brought is not reliable evidence, and it's the common factor amongst the deviant religions. Only in Islam, God is God and human beings are human beings. They are not overlapped, they're not mixed, etc. It's clear, we worship God who's not a man. Of course, you do have some Muslims who have deviated and will claim that, you know, God became a man in the form of, you know, Al-Hakim bi-Amrillah, the Druze. That's their belief, that one of the last of the Fatimid rulers, Al-Hakim bi-Amrillah, that he was in fact God incarnate. And these kind of things were also raised about Ali ibn Abi Talib by some of the extreme segments amongst his so-called followers. They made this claim about him also. Anyway, the point is that by clarifying that God did not become man as an avatar or anything else, you know, then it left the only religion in which God remains God and God alone is worshipped, and that is in Islam. So that is the reason why I wrote this booklet, Did God Become Man?